Nigeria holds presidential elections tomorrow. The country has never transferred power from one elected civilian government to another without prompting a military takeover. But there's hope in the international community that this round of elections will help democracy take root in Africa's most populous nation. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Abuja.
In the crowded central market of Abuja, Ismailo Osman dubs cassettes of readings from the Quran and sells them from a small wooden shed. He says the Nigerian government has failed to provide the very basics for its people.
Today we don't have education, road, light, water, and what poor man is going to eat. That is our problem.
Nigeria is almost evenly split between Muslims and Christians, with a slight Muslim majority. Like many Muslims, Osman is backing Muhammadu Buhari, who's a Muslim from the north. A few stalls away, Eunice Kanu says she'll vote to re-elect Olusegun Obasanjo because she wants a Christian as president.
When a Muslim is there, he will try to at least build their mosque everywhere, or maybe make our country to be a Muslim country.
President Obasanjo was voted into office in 1999, ending 15 years of military rule. Since his election, ethnic, religious, and political tensions in the country have increased and taken the lives of some 10,000 Nigerians. Patrick Merlot, the director of the National Democratic Institute, which is monitoring this year's elections, says this is the first time in Nigeria's history that it could have a democratic transfer of power.
The history here has been one of military rule that has subverted civilian governance and, at its whim, in an arbitrary way, taken power and taken the resources of this country largely for its own benefit.
Both Obasanjo and his main rival in this election are former military dictators. Obasanjo held power from 1976 to 79. Muhammadu Buhari ruled the country in 84 and 85. Nigerians have little experience with democracy. Some openly state that they'll vote for whoever pays them the most. Others claim the electoral system is rigged and have threatened mayhem if their candidates lose.
Officers are around. Chonsa.
And many people here don't expect systems to work. The most visible signs of the chaotic nature of life in Nigeria are the long gas lines. At a gas station in Kaduna, dozens of men are arguing over who should get to fill his tank next. Jacoby Ambrose has been waiting in line for 8 hours. He says the fuel crisis is crippling his electrical supply business.
We are not moving much anymore. We curtail our movement because there is no fuel.
Nigeria's oil fields can pump 2 million barrels of crude a day, yet the country can't get adequate supplies of gasoline to its own retail pumps, and the average Nigerian remains desperately poor. The minimum wage is less than $50 a month, and many people don't even make that. These elections could decide who controls Nigeria's vast oil revenues, whether those resources get put to use for Nigeria's people, and whether democracy can be sustained in this country. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Abuja.